Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Hockey day in Minnesota this weekend, Tom. Aside from the cold, which I think is everyone's number one memory, what do you remember most about hockey day here 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's what I remember, just the cold. It was fun. It was just a great event, and our community did such a wonderful job. They worked so hard, and it was awesome. It was just a great event.
I was a little surprised to find out that the American Hockey League was having a game in Hastings last night. Granted, it was the Wild's AHL team in Iowa, but what does that do to shine a light on Minnesota and Hockey Day and all that we have to offer the game?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. But that's kind of cool. I'm glad they did that. So who played last night?
Iowa Wild and the Milwaukee Admirals.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's nice to have something like that. If you can't have a college game, why not have that American League game? That's awesome.
I think Minnesotans are a little spoiled that maybe we take for granted what we have here. But I also don't know if we understand exactly what we have here. You travel around the hockey world. The Minnesota State High School Tournament, all that that entails with the attendance and all the excitement around the state with that. We've got pretty darn good here, don't we?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we are the state of hockey for a reason, and that's fitting.
Does the rest of the hockey world know that?
For sure. They do. They do. And there's a lot of respect for our state, how we operate, how we do things. 100%.
Minnesota is a rare case. High school hockey is not nearly as big anywhere else on the planet as it is here. Does that tournament rival a lot of amateur tournaments, the big ones around the world?
Well, I don't know what you mean by amateur tournaments, but if you want other state tournaments, it's got to. I mean, my Lord, it's...
Well, I'm talking, other than the Olympics, that thing is pretty special and unique.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's one of those weekends in March that, there's a lot of people, again, year in and year out, go to the state tournaments. People, I mean, I love watching it on TV when I can, and I just can't see a lot anymore because we're playing. But no, it's an I like watching the state basketball tournaments. I like watching it all. And the hockey and the sports. High school kids, it's pure. There's they play for the love of the game, and again, they're getting recognized on a big stage. And it's awesome. It's just it's very special.
As a former dad of a player that had aspirations to be playing college hockey, who also went and played junior hockey up in Canada, I realize every situation is going to be different, but cannot Minnesota high school hockey, certainly through your junior year of high school, give you about as much as what junior hockey can?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Schultz. It's a tough question, though. I mean,
I realize every situation
is
different.
Well, it is, and it's hard to answer that because, again, who am I? I'm just a dad of a kid who went through 12th grade here, so I believe in the system. And then but now we're in specialization. We have agents. It's just, and that's all sports. There's just so many. There's club levels. It's just that it's a crazy, crazy society that we're in right now in all sports. And I just don't know, again, once you have so many outside sources or so many people having control of a situation, that's the problem that you have. And I think sometimes you guys forget that this is bigger than what you think, and hey, you got problems with parents, you got problem with agents, you got problems with people telling people this is what you should do, and then you have people believing it, and it gets to be tough. And again, that's not only hockey, you talk to the BSU coaches, it's in volleyball, it's in soccer, it's in all these sports. And sometimes, again, even at the high school level, they only want you to, a lot of the coaches only want you to play one sport. So it's just a little bit out of control, and it's maybe just a sign of the times, and that's the way it is. And I sit there and reflect back and say how fortunate I was to play, back in the 80s when you could play three sports and it wasn't frowned upon.
Would you ever want to play in Hockey Day again?
Oh, for sure. For sure. As a matter of fact, I wanted to play next year in Hockey Day, and I thought we were going to, and it just didn't happen. We were actually called and asked if we would play, and I said in a heartbeat I would. It was an awesome event, and I would love to do it again.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to tonight, Tom. 5-on-3 power play last night. Goes to say you would have loved to get one, if not two, there. What challenges other than just there's a lot more open ice and a goalie can see a lot of shots? what other challenges are there in a 5-on-3?
Well, I mean, it's there's challenges, but holy moly, it's a lot easier on a 5-on-3 than it is on a 5-on-4. And you got to muster something up, and we got to get some shots through, and then we got to create some chaos, and then you got to make some plays off the chaos. And no, we just didn't get that done. And we had a couple looks, but the bottom line is we need more looks and we need better looks.
As a coach that has been at this now for 25 years, how hard is a stretch like this on special teams?
Oh, it is. There's no question. It's in your head, and you got you got to try to turn the page, and you got to get over it. And I talked to one of our fellow alumni today on the way to work this morning, and we were talking about a lot of things. And I just said, you know what? I go, things ain't easy right now, and we're on a 5-game skid. He goes, well, keep it simple and compete. And and he's not that old, and but he's probably played 500-600 pro games right now. And it was just funny hearing that, from him. He goes, keep it simple and compete. Then we continued our conversation. But, no, you got to turn the page. And that's what you got to do is you just got to sit there and work, and you got to simplify. And eventually, again, you just got to, play the cards that are dealt to you. But eventually, if you're doing the right thing, hopefully, again, everything's going to pay off.
You believe in what you're doing. That's your quote-unquote power play. It's your structure. It's what you want to do. Is it hard to deviate from that when it's not working?
For sure. You got to deviate. And you know what? You don't need to have the power plays. There's a lot of different power plays. There's a lot of different sets. So you can deviate for that. But sometimes, again, it's not the system or it's not the power play. You just got to make sure, again, maybe the habits of the power play. That's probably the best way of putting it. Hitting the open man, making quicker plays, taking quicker shots, having better screens, having people off the post, getting this pass through or that shot through. So